Welcome back. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it brought up the refusal of the Republicans to help fund improvements for the universities. And it's part of the whole stream of anti-intellectualism that seems to be running through the Republican Party today. That also ran through, let's remember that ran through the Soviet Union as well, that these thought had to, that scientific research and that all had to be conforming with Stalin's socialist, ideals. And it's just the Republicans do not want anything happen. We see this with the guy not refusing to step down on the Natural Resources Board, if Flint Evers' replacement take his place because his term is expired. Drag him out in chains if you need to. I mean, he's got no business there anymore. His term has expired. And for these Republicans, I don't wish any real ill on them, but because I don't want us to go back to the days of the Republic in the final days in Rome there, where politicians had to worry about getting strangled in the restrooms there. But I mean, I hope they just are pursued by the Furies every night when they close their eyes, or dream that they're Prometheus getting their liver eaten out by the vultures every day, until they wake up in the morning. So they wake up, bleary-eyed and screaming at night and not get a good night's sleep because it just seems they do not care the havoc they wrote. I mean, they went after the Wisconsin idea. I mean, the Wisconsin idea was for the universities and educational system to produce citizens, not just little cogs, to work in Robin Voss's factory or whoever else's factory. I mean, our state exists for the citizens and an informed citizenry. And we're only going to get that by having an education system. Like you mentioned, our university system was the best in the world. I mean, the University of Wisconsin Superior produced, well, I got my accounting degree, which was a liberal art. Liberal does not mean what the Republicans think it means all the time. Democracy does not mean what they think it means. I mean, or try to tie it down to just because it would go Democrat with the rat at the end of it. And I'm just, that we have to confront them each and every day and call them out for what they are, they're not even Neanderthals. I mean, they're not even, that Homo erectus. They're some kind of predatory protoplasm that just wants to feed on death.
Right. Well, the thing is, Mark, I always love your calls because you get a lot of history. I'm going to pick up on a couple of things you said, which I think are terrific. First of all, a very important point. The head of the DNR, Republican, won't step down, even though Evers appointed his replacement and he's out of time. The guy, his term is over. And what does it mean not to step down? It's not like he's on a pedestal somewhere. Reminds me, Samoa right now, some of you may have seen this on the news, Pacific Island Nation. They had an election. The incumbent lost, and a woman, a reformer, got elected. And the guy in power said, "I ain't stepping down." And so the Samoa Supreme Court said, "Well, yes, you are." And they said, "We decree that this other candidate who won get put in." And they go up to the parliament. It was a great video. This is great because a lot of this was a British influence. They wore wigs. Judges wore wigs. They wore wigs in Britain up until the 1970s and 80s, maybe in some cases still. Kind of strange to see some guy with a big horsehair wig on him. This guy has robes and a wig. He walks up. The door is locked. The guy swears in the new prime minister, the new head of state, in a tent. The guy who's the incumbent says, "I'm still not coming out. It's illegal to do it in a tent. You have to do it in parliament. And I have the doors to parliament locked." I mean, now, that's kind of funny in a way, not all that funny. Trump tried something like that. But when you have the head of the DNR, you get a court order and you send the sheriff, say, "Excuse me, sir." And it's not like he's occupying an office somewhere. If he shows up, you have a restraining order. You say you can't come into this meeting. You go into the meeting. A couple of gendarmes politely escort him out. And the thing, Mark, I love your grasp of history, the business about the Romans strangling people in restrooms and vultures pecking out a guy's liver and all that. that's kind of old fashioned. I mean, that, to put it, you know, kind of gently, that's 2000 years old, but, and the pecking the liver out goes out before that myth. Very interesting. But you mentioned one thing. I'm a huge fan of UW Superior. A lot of friends up in Superior like Superior a lot. UW Superior is a fine college. And I'll throw out a piece of trivia to everybody. A very famous graduate of UW Superior. See if you can name him. Very famous graduate of UW. Very famous graduate of UW Superior. No, it wasn't. I think it was Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge had the summer White House in Superior, believe it or not. You know, the Kennedys had it in, you know, off in Cape Cod somewhere. The Bushes had it in Kennebunkport. You know, Reagan had it out in California. Coolidge had it in Superior, Wisconsin. Superior, Wisconsin. But the famous, and you won't believe it if you didn't know it, if you did know it, then congratulations. A very famous graduate of UW Superior, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he came from Austria as a young man, he was Mr., I think, world, you know, bodybuilder kind of guy. And he wanted an education. He liked Wisconsin, what he heard. And UW Superior had a program back then, which is extended somewhat, where you could do some of it while you were on campus, but you could also do some of it remotely. They didn't have internet, of course, but it was correspondence. And so occasionally, can you imagine, you walk down the street of Superior and there's Arnold Schwarzenegger carrying his school books, That would be kind of neat. I think that's pretty darn neat. Pretty darn neat. Well, the point made though by the callers on the University of Wisconsin is that we have a degree of excellence in that university and the whole system. Madison is the flagship. UWM is an R1 research institution. That means it's one of about 130 colleges in the country that is considered research one, top tier. Out of thousands of colleges in the country, UWM. If you are in southeastern Wisconsin, if you're anywhere in Wisconsin, you can't get a better education than going to Madison or UWM. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. And you can get a superb education in Eau Claire and Stevens Point and La Crosse and Whitewater and Oshkosh and Superior and all of the campuses. It's a jewel. It's also an economic development jewel. It's the soul, the Wisconsin idea, as Mark from the SAC said, it's the soul of Wisconsin. The boundaries of the University of Wisconsin are the boundaries of the state. Whether you're in agriculture or anything else, let's fund it. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.